Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, the cattle complex closed higher with feeder cattle leading the way. Traders bought feeder cattle due to lower corn futures with some support spilling over into live cattle. With the neutral cattle on feed report behind us, traders felt the market was a bit overdone to the downside, resulting in a price correction. Box beef did not provide support, choice down 28 cents, and select was down $1.94. This does not bode well, but for the supportive factors that packers did not purchase a large amount of cattle ahead for this week. Hogs slipped back after opening stronger and trading higher for a while. The lack of strong underlying fundamentals could not trigger further buying interest from traders. Cash continued to struggle with the National Direct Afternoon Report, showing a loss of 28 cents with a high volume of hogs sold. However, cutouts were positive with a gain of about 93 cents. Now, this does not yet indicate cutouts have found support, as there's plenty of pork available to the market. Slaughter pace was strong, far exceeding the pace of last week and a year ago. Now, higher wheat futures overnight with Minneapolis leading gains of 7 to 8 cents. The modestly higher trade overnight does little to reverse the 20 to 30 cent losses witnessed yesterday, as wheat remains one of the favorite shorts to begin the year. The post-WASDE rally has been completely relinquished in Minneapolis and Chicago, and nearly so in Kansas City, showing that buying was due in large part to spillover strength from corn and soybeans. Firmer corn prices overnight, with most contracts up 1 to 4 cents, but well inside Monday's sharply lower close. If bulls can maintain strength, the higher close will mark the first in five sessions. After rallying to the highest level in 2.5 months, corn futures have quickly axed 20 cents as weather in South America turns a bit more favorable. Mixed trade in the soy complex overnight, with soybean oil lower and soy meal sharply higher, while soybeans paced with a 3 to 5 cent gain. Interestingly enough, products were able to divorce themselves from soybeans on Monday. They'll be futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 13th through 15th, 2023 at State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. That's closed yesterday. February live cattle up 85 cents, 157.47. April up 62, 160.55. March feeder cattle up 230, 183.27. April up 215, 187.92. February hogs down 25 cents, 77.57. April down 27 cents, 85.45. Kansas City wheat, March down 29 at 8.19. May down 27.25 at 8.14. Chicago wheat, March down 21.5, 7.20. May down 21 cents, 7.28. March corn down 10 cents at 6.66 1/4. May down 9.5, 6.65. March soybeans down 16 1/4, 14.90 1/4. May down 14.5 cents, 14.87 1/4 penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.